Anatika, afaka lefa tika tel tona katamni fit ton.
Need to switch this off, right?
Morning, everyone.
Manawana tawol.
Spring today, end of winter.
Yeah, miagetan luatone vamfarana son liririn.
And those of you that don't love the cold, you should be happy. Summer's coming. I think we're a bit soft because we maybe delay baptisms till it's not winter time.
Metwe maleva teva ktsika satriwe we na nampiandrasna le patisa para patunga lewe tsiririnna tsun.
But now's your chance coming up on the 22nd, so if you haven't been baptized, you should be baptized.
Te yuzan farafara nam sukata wanao am le fa ruan fulaniwa le 2 November te afaka to patise nao.
I want to preach this morning on our series that continues with the theme about who God is. And the title this morning is that God is forgetful. Have you ever had that dream where, I don't know, if you're a school child, you normally have this dream that you arrived at school one morning, but you were in your pajamas. Tudzis, you must pray for Tudzis because he doesn't have pajamas, he says.
So,
see, you get that moment of embarrassment. And part of us inside, we're afraid of what people think of us. And that's why sometimes you have that bad dream that something very embarrassing happened. But it could be even worse. It could be that you did something really bad and people found out. And now you think they're never going to see you the same way again. They're always going to remember you with that embarrassment, that your reputation is destroyed. Well, I said God's forgetful. But having said that's the title, I need to explain a bit. God has no problem with his memory. He's not an old man that he's losing his mind. He may be infinite years old, but he's got the sharpest mind you'll ever meet. He remembers. Well, in Isaiah chapter 49, he says to us that even if a mother, I mean, what are the chances that a mother would forget the baby that she's busy nursing at her breast? I mean, that doesn't happen. If you're a mom and you have a baby, you don't forget the baby. But then God says, even if that mother forgot the baby, I would not forget you.
Te uzis nefandremantoe na de anatino sirenzaya sa kusa tianatino nao.
He says, I've engraved, I've carved your name in the palm of my hand. It's a beautiful picture of actually Jesus' hands being pierced on the cross. God saying, I couldn't possibly forget you. In Psalm 103, verse 14, it says he knows our bodies. He remembers that we are made of dust. So God doesn't forget you. He doesn't forget how you made. In Psalm 105:8, it says he remembers his covenant forever. So God has a perfect memory. His mind is never sleepy. In fact, he never goes to sleep. So he misses nothing. He sees everything. God is very observant. We learn this from other psalms. Like Psalm 139. David's writing about how God actually almost follows him, like he can't escape from God. He says, God, you searched me, you know me. I can't escape from you, so you see everything. You see, God is present everywhere all the time. And he knows everything, so you can't hide anything from him. Consider Proverbs chapter 5, verse
21.
We can maybe bring this one up, Proverbs 5, verse
21.
It says, a man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. So God's seeing us and he's weighing us up. Now we have this tendency, if something's very shameful, to we would look away. Or if something's really ugly, we don't want to see it, right? So like if there's a dead dog on the side of the road, I don't tell my children, hey, look. No, I want them to keep the stomach calm. I say, like, don't look. But now look at Proverbs 15:3. It says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good.
Verse 15. 15:3.
So it's not like he just wants to watch a beautiful sunset every day. He's looking at the evil and the good.
So ele masoandro miletika mafinaritra be iny fotsiny ihany tiny jereny isanandro fa mijeriny tsara sy mijeriny ratsy izy.
So God sees everything.
Sanoe hitan'Andriamanitra ny zavatra rehetra.
He knows everything.
Fantany avokoa ny zavatra rehetra.
In fact, he knows even the future before it happens.
Yen fanaden bula uavi asa te fa fantan meluani itangani ntuku.
So there's no way to escape God's seeing you.
Katsmis mensan fa fa noe mtsoka na miala mlewe fa itanandrimantra nao.
For sure, every sin you're ever gonna do and ever have done is in plain view before God.
Azo antoka tsara mintsy fa ny fahotana rehetra izay mbola hataonao sy ny fahotana rehetra izay efa vitanao dia tena miariary eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra avokoa tena hitany tsara.
So what good will it do us? It can do us no good to pretend with God that we're better than we are.
Katsimis means zan we tumptu azutika amudwe anovatika mudmudwe tara kukunui tena isiksike wanatia nandremant.
If you've sinned, it's not hidden from God.
Rana nute nao tsimnyafna tam nandremantin.
And in fact, God wants us to own up to our failures. He wants us to admit, hey God, I blew it.
Ran tena izy ary dia tiana andriamanitra andray tanteraka mihitsy le fahalavona izay vitantsika iny. Ran tena izy tokony hoe ilavilevintsika ny tena tena tsy nahavita azy tamin'iny andriamanitra.
But many of us, when we've sinned, we're very afraid to admit to anyone because we know they could hold it against us. Like if you mess up and then you go to your parents and you tell them, look, I've sinned in this way or that way.
Or
if you have done something wrong and you're going to go to your spouse and admit it.
What's
your biggest fear? They won't forgive me, they won't see me the same way ever again. In a sense, you'll feel forever rejected or condemned under their judgment. So we are socially wired to try and cover, hide, bury our sin rather than to confess it.
But
hidden sin is not washed away.
It's
not forgiven. If it's not confessed, if it's not brought into the open. So let's read Psalm 32. From verse
1
to
5.
It's David writing because he was a big sinner. So we can learn from him. He was also a man after God's heart. So despite his failings, he kept coming back to God. But it wasn't without a wrestle. His first instinct was just like you and me. He tried not to deal with his sin. So let's read from verse 1 to 5.
Naton David, Maskil, sambatra ny olona izay voavelany elony sy voasarona ny fahotany. Sambatra ny olona izay tsy isain'i Jehovah eloka ary tsy misy fitaka ny fanahiny. Raha nangina dia nialany ny taolako rehetra noho ny fitarainako mandrakariva. Fa efa navesatra tamiko andro aman'alina ny tananao. Niova ny fahatanjahako toy ny azo ny fahamainana amin'ny lohataona. Ny fahotako nambaroko taminao ary ny eloko tsy mba nafeniko. Hoy izao, iaiko ny fahadisoako amin'i Jehovah ary ianao dia namela ny eloko ny fahotako.
It's a wonderful explanation about the wrestle we have with sin.
Tena fanazavana mahafinaritra be izy ity momba le ady izay ifampitolomantsika ny amin'ny fahotana.
When we keep silent, when we bury it, when we won't admit it,
rehefa mangintsika, rehefa alevitsika le izy, rehefa tsy aiketsika le izy,
it's like it's eating away on the inside of you. Destroying your life slowly day by day. You're living under this weight and burden and fear. And David actually says God's responsible for making it hard. He puts his hand heavily upon you.
Ary Davida teny teny hoe Andriamanitra ny tompona andraikitra mampatonga le izy memafy.
You see, God had seen David's sin before it even happened. But David still wasn't acknowledging it to God.
And
so God puts his hand on David and makes it hard for him to stay like that.
And
he says, it's like it's eating me up on the inside. And then in verse 5, he finally admits, he says, I acknowledge my sin to you. And
then in verse 5,
I didn't hide it anymore. I said, I'm going to confess to the Lord. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Then it says, Sela, which means think about that. You wrestle for so long. But then you go to God and you tell the truth. And He forgives. And it's like that relief is instant. It's so terrifying to come and admit how weak we are.
Tena mapatahotra be hoe andeha nantona dia iaiko hoe malemtsika.
But then we tell God.
Fa nefa rehefa miteny amin'Andriamanitra tsika.
And we, part of us is still thinking He's never going to deal with us the same way again.
Ny apany ao amintsika meritreritra mety tsy hitovy intsony izao ny fandraisany anahy na hoe ny fikarakarany anahako.
If you've really blown it, you think I can never be like I was before.
Ratena hoe nanimba zavatra tokoa ianao dia mety meritreritra ianao hoe tena tsy hitovy amin'ilay teo aloha intsony ako.
I mean, as an idea, imagine my little son, if he's a young boy playing in the garden and he gets all dirty and muddy.
Ohatra hoe andao ny alaina saritsaina ohatra hoe ilay zanako lahakely ohatra nalalao teo amin'ny zaridaina izy dia feno fotaka maloto be.
Maybe I told him you mustn't get dirty. Maybe I said, look after your clothes. These are your clean clothes.
And
then he gets all dirty. And eventually he's scared to come inside because he knows he's in trouble. So I, as a parent, I can go find him. I can go and say, you shouldn't have done that. And I can wash him, clean him up. Wash the clothes. But the thing is, now he knows, I still remember that day. One of my boys, when he was little, he went in the bathroom and he got a hold of the toilet cleaner.
You know, the liquid
that
toilet
in. And he, or it was the bubble bath or something, but he emptied this whole bright blue liquid all down the wall. He just poured it all out. It was spectacular. I went and got my camera and took a photo. There he's standing covered in purple, blue, whatever it was, and the walls covered in blue. His mom's angry, his dad's laughing. And I take a photo. And forever, we will not forget that day. And you'd think God has seen you mess up. And you know he's got no problem with his memory. And now's where it gets amazing. Because this is where God gets forgetful. In Isaiah 43 verse 25, he says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins.
Verse 25 of chapter 43. Ye, izao te izao no amun fat sunau nuniam tenak artiu tsaruva kun fautanau.
So he says, I won't remember your sins.
Te izen tenatiu tsaruva kun fautanau.
It's repeated again in the New Testament in the book of Hebrews.
Atena fernandrei zananem testameta vovau anem bukni hebreu.
Well, when you repeat things, it's because you need to realize they're
true.
In Hebrews, we're told again, God remembers our sins no more. In another scripture, it says he throws them in the sea. Now, I once threw something in the sea. And then it's gone. You can't find it again. I mean, I dare you, take a boat, go in the ocean, throw something off the side of the boat that's like heavy. Sail back home. Go the very next day to look for it. You will never find it. Why can you not find it? Because the sea doesn't have street addresses. There's no address. There's no.
Ran mustat misuwe til lalan lalan befa zona wotan zon numero anin lalanin na zona isau.
There's no like path you can follow. It's just water everywhere.
Misuwe lalakele azu na wandi ana na faran taon.
People are still hunting for buried treasure. They're still not finding some of the ships that were wrecked.
Mis yulam bulam tadi arena arena miaf nane nana naniam softon sawe nisambu ne rent ketaria nana natari den de tadi les bulats maieta tram saw.
So when scripture says God throws your sin in the sea,
karamten surata masnawe atsipna andriamanitra ny anaty ranomasina ny fahotanao.
The implication is he could never even go back to find it again.
Ni tina wambara mzai tewe tsi ande iferna itate ni ne antsunis.
It says he takes our sins and moves them away from us as far as the east is from the west.
Ate is kudem laza wen fautatsika te surun mialamtsika taaka ny alavitry ny antsinanana amin'ny andrefana no alafirana.
Now the amazing thing is the earth is like a ball shape.
Ni tena mahalina te zao hoe ny tany a ny bikany te tahaka boribory tahaka ny baolina.
So you actually don't know where the line is of east and west.
Ka de tsy ho hitanao mihitsy hoe aiza ny tsipika misy an'ilay hoe atsimo sy ny andrefana sy ny antsinanana.
I mean if this was east,
ohatra zany hoe io zao ilay antsinanana
and that's west,
dia any ilay andrefana.
Where's the line? Because now that's west and that's east.
Sati anzole andrevana te arilets nanan.
But now that's west and that's east.
Te an kunevana andrevana anets nanan.
And you can go the whole way around the world and never stop.
Te avakamut kud na manerana letani o enotsumtsana means.
The point is you won't find the line that separates east and west. It doesn't exist.
Nitina tugavana te tsuita no mintsy le teb ko e to mintsy no fisara le atsimse le andrefana sy le atsinanana tsuita no zay tsisay.
Because wherever you are, the one side is west, the other side is east.
Satina za naiza misy anao nilany avaty andrefana nilany avary atsinanana.
And if your sins are sent as far as the east is from the west,
karan fautano na lefana kany amin'ny alavitry ny antsinanana amin'ny alavirany andrefana,
it means you can never get there to where they are.
De tsy ho dika an'izay de hoe tsy ho tonga any amin'ilay toerana misy an'ilay izy mihitsy ianao eo amin'ny toerana misy ianao eo.
So God says I won't remember your sin.
Ka andriamanitra zany de miteny hoe za tsy tadidy a ny fahotanao.
Now this is where it's actually God who is amazing. If I say don't think of a dog. Don't imagine a dog. You know those Malagasy dogs that are on the streets? Don't think of one of those. Don't allow a picture of that dog in your mind. That's a difficult game. Sooner or later in your mind's eye, in your imagination, you have imagined that dog. How have you yet admitted? I told you don't think about a dog. But you have. You already put the picture of a dog in your mind. The only thing that's up for debate is what color was the dog you imagined. You know, this is where if you play that game with God and God says, I'm not going to think about a dog. He will actually not think about it.
Wow.
Because he has total control over his mind. That's why he doesn't think impure thoughts.
zany mahatonga anazy tsy mba manana fisainana tsy tsara zany
mihitsy izy. He's perfect, so he can't in one sense.
Zany hoe izy tanteraka tonga lafatra ka tsy afaka ny anao an'izany mihitsy izy raha tenenina amin'ny teny hafa.
But despite seeing the evil, he never becomes evil.
Kanefa na dia hoe mahita ny faharatsiana azy izy tsy mba hoe lasa ratsy zany mihitsy izy.
And when he says, I'm going to put your sin out of my thoughts, he puts it out of his thoughts.
Kara izy miteny hoe tsy ho tadidiko ty anatin'ny saiko ty tsony mihitsy ny fahotanao, dia tena tsy ao anatin'ny sainy eo tokoa ny fahotanao.
You see, because God is omniscient,
dia satria Andriamanitra eo amin'ny toerana rehetrarehetra,
he knows everything.
Ary izy mahafantatra ny zavatra rehetrarehetra.
It's impossible for you to know something that God doesn't know.
Dia tena hoe misy zavatra fantatr'Andriamanitra tsy fantatrao.
So when you sinned,
ka raha manota ianao,
God knew it and you knew it.
Andriamanitra mahafantatra an'ilay izy, dia ianao koa mahafantatra an'ilay izy.
And then when God says, I'm going to forget your sin,
dia raha miteny Andriamanitra hoe ho adinoko na hoe tsy ho tsarovako ny fahotanao,
it's impossible that he would not know it exists.
Tsy mitombona ny hoe tsy fantany fisin'ilay izy.
Because then you would know something that God doesn't know.
Satria zany raha ohatra ka izay ny zava-misy, dia ianao zany mahafantatra zavatra izay tsy fantatr'Andriamanitra.
But it's even more impressive that despite knowing everything, God can completely ignore your sin.
Fa ny tena mahaliana dia izao hoe na dia hoe mahafantatra ny zavatra rehetra aza Andriamanitra, dia izy afaka hoe manampina n'iny tsy ho ao aminy.
In other words, he chooses not to remember it.
Ratenena miteny hafa dia izao hoe ny safidy izy mba tsy hitadidy an'ilay izy.
In human relationships,
eo amin'ny fifandraisan'ny olombelona,
we can choose to remember the offenses someone committed against us.
Afaka misafidy tsika hatsiaro an'izay fanafitohinana nataon'ny hafa tamintsika.
And we can choose to forget.
Isika ihany koa nefa ny afaka misafidy ny anadino an'izany.
But we're not perfect at that game.
Ka isika nefa tsy tena hoe tanteraka na tonga lafatra amin'izay kilalao izay.
But God is.
Fa Andriamanitra dia tena izany tokoa.
So the truth is,
ka ny fahamarinana,
when God says, I don't remember your sin,
rehefa miteny Andriamanitra hoe tsy tadidiko na hoe tsy tsarovako ny fahotanao,
he sees you as if you'd never sinned.
Ny fahitany anao dia tahaka ny hoe tsy nanota anao.
That's how awesome the forgiveness we have in God is.
Zany tena hoe hatsaran'ilay famelan-keloka izay azontsika avy ao amin'Andriamanitra.
You may have messed up and you think God will never use me now.
Mety hoe nanao zavatra tsy nety anao dia mety eritreritra anao hoe tsy ho ampiasain'Andriamanitra tsonitsony ahako izao.
But if you come to God and say, forgive me,
fa raha hanantona an'Andriamanitra nefa ianao dia hiteny hoe mamela ny eloko,
he says, not only do I forgive you, but I forget your sin.
Tsy hoe ho avelako fotsiny ihany ny fahotanao ozy izy, fa tena hoe tsy ho tsarovako tsony.
Which means you truly have a clean slate with him.
Dikan'izay dia toy ny ireny manana solaitra madio ireny ianao eo anatrehany.
And it's like a new beginning.
Dia tahaka ny hoe fanombohana vaovao indray.
And someone once said, God deals with us on the basis of our future, not our past.
Dia nisy ny teny indray andro hoe ny fandraisan'Andriamanitra ny tanana antsika dia no amin'ny ho avintsika fa tsy ilay zavatra efa lasa ny lalovantsika.
He is so amazing.
Tena mahatalanjona izy.
That's why when you've confessed your sin,
izay ny antony hoe raha mibebaka ny amin'ny fahotanao ianao na hoe miaiky ny fahotanao ianao,
turned away from it, you've repented,
nitodika niala tamin'iny ianao, nibebaka ianao,
your relationship with God is so perfectly restored,
ny fifandraisanao amin'Andriamanitra dia miverina milaona tanteraka,
that if you were to walk in there all falsely humble saying, oh God, I'm sorry, I'm still the loser who did that thing last week.
Karaina no mbola andeha ho anatrehany dia manomenetry tena mpahadisoana ohatra an'izay hoe mbola tsaroko ihany ilay zavatra nataoko tamin'ny herinandro iny.
God would look at you and say, why are you stooping? Because you know what I did last week? And God would say, no, what are you talking about? I don't remember last week. And you say, but I sinned. God would say, but you confessed your sin. I don't even remember it. It's you that's remembering it. You need to forget about it and move on. Stand restored. Stand with confidence in the presence of God. You no longer have to be ashamed. He's not remembering. He's forgiven you and he's forgotten your sin. And I truly believe God sets for us this example of how to forgive others. It shows us it's possible to forgive. Even though you have the ability to remember, you choose not to. If you say you forgave someone, the next time that you have an argument with them, you never go back to the previous offense and say, see, you've done it again.
No,
you've forgotten that one. Someone offended you. You forgive them. Next time you see them, you'll remember, but they did that to me.
Say,
no, but I'm going to forget about it. Let it go. Forget. Forgetting is a choice that makes forgiveness real. Yes, it's possible to dig up the memory and remember. But we look at what God's done with us. He says, I will remember your sin no more. And we do that with others. Let's pray. Father, thank you for who you are. You're a God who forgets. You remember our sins no more. Help us to learn to be like you. That as we forgive others, we would not hold their sin against them. That we would choose not to remember. And in this way, we would be set free and the others around us would be set free. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You're welcome to stay for some tea and coffee.